So Maribel, now that we have you here, and we got some people viewing in, and I've shared so much about you. I've shared about Premium Mortgage and all that wonderful stuff, but behind the scenes, you were telling me all kinds of great stuff, and mm-hmm. especially about the Premium Mortgage University that you got going on.
Mm-hmm.
You've got some other like dreams and ambitions that you
yes.
got as well.
Yes.
This girl is multi-talented. Oh my gosh.
So I am very excited, Gloria. Premium University is a pilot program. It's already in motion. And I'm actually very happy that you came along, because I know you're going to be that driving force that's going to outreach to everyone. Mm-hmm. Premium Mortgage is committed to helping people empower themselves financially. It is something that goes deep in my heart.
Mm-hmm.
I feel that it touches anybody. And I know you were asking me earlier, who would be the target? Who would be the people interested in Premium
right.
Mortgage?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it turns out, in my experience doing home loans for people, that it benefits anyone from, I don't know, as young as 15 years old, but let's say at least 18, all
right.
the way up to, you know, 80s. I mean,
right.
if you're all there as a senior,
yeah.
it is something that interests you.
Wow, that's interesting, yeah.
Yeah, empowering yourself, understanding what credit is,
mm-hmm.
You know, going back now to the other spectrum of our target audience, per se, you know, our young adults who are between the ages of 18 to 25.
Right. That was something that we were talking about. We were really big on that one, leaving a legacy.
Yes.
You know, teaching our kids how to deal with money.
Absolutely, absolutely. You were sharing with me that in your family, like mine,
yeah.
I come, you know, I'm not even first generation here. I'm still an immigrant to the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And I consider my mother to be an extremely intelligent woman.
Yes.
But when it comes to learning the finance world in America,
mm-hmm.
it's a totally different ball game than what it is in many other countries.
Yeah,
but even within our own country, I find that a lot of people are not taught the skills in high school.
Exactly.
Right?
Right.
Did you ever go through a class that they would teach you how to build credit?
Nothing. Nothing at all. No, there was no one teaching me. In fact, I messed up my credit.
Exactly. Like many of us, you know, many of us didn't know what we were doing, and we probably thought that having a strong credit wasn't that important in our lives.
Right.
But in the United States, it's very important to have a solid credit.
Yeah.
It's very important to, and it's a combination, guys, right? Because if you have no credit, nobody wants to give you credit. So I know it's very frustrating out there. Which one was first, the chicken or the egg? You know, you hear different advice. Some people
yeah.
tell you, go and charge, you know, on your credit card. So you build credit. Then they tell you, oh, no, you charge too much.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's a lot of mixed information.
Yeah.
And that's where Premium University wants to come in.
Yeah.
We want to reach out to our communities. And through our first-time home buyer seminars,
yeah.
provide a lot of information.
Mm-hmm.
They don't necessarily have to want to buy a home right now,
mm-hmm.
but they will benefit from the class, because there will be a lot of good information that they can take with them home and
yeah.
will impact their lives.
Yeah. So I have done a little bit of research, and I was looking at some of the little events that they do have, you know, that bring people in to learn a little bit about how to buy a home and things like this. But you guys, the best thing that I like is I got a homegirl right here, okay? I feel comfortable in a setting where I can come to, that I know that I feel, you know, at home. I know that someone can understand. We speak the same lingo, right? We have children. We want to leave a legacy. We want them to know how to work their money, so they're not, so that when they raise their kids, they know what to do. the generations after that. I got grandkids, you know. So I want you guys to come and hang out with us, hang out with me. I'm going to be here at all the events that we're going to begin to start to introduce that to you guys. But Maribel, tell us a little bit more about your background. I don't know, what's your favorite song? What kind of music do you like?
You know, I have a taste for different kinds. I find myself loving the 70s music.
Me too. Okay, me too.
I'm a sucker for that. I really love, you know, the ballads and and the soft rock and a little bit of that hard rock. Yeah. I'm really bad with names of musicians. That's something that I really have to learn.
Yeah.
But I find, you know, the 70s was a period of time, even though we were too young, realistically, you know. But I just love that era.
Yeah, I do too. I love that. That's my favorite era. Favorite music too. I know some of you guys like that kind of music too, you know. I like some new time music.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's good music. Even you know, my son shares sometimes the electronic music, and there's some beautiful, you know, artists out there that are flourishing and just giving new, you know, new rhythms, and I'm all for it too.
Awesome. Yeah. That is awesome. Hey, girls, if you're out there, Maribel has a really handsome son. I think she has a couple of really handsome sons, and they're young.
Well, the other one is married. Enrique is 24.
24. Oh, the other one's married?
Yes.
Oh, well, girls, you know, sorry. They all have beautiful blue eyes. But no, we just want to, you know, we want you to come and hang out with us, have fun, be relaxed. This is, you know, a nice, safe atmosphere to come and ask questions. In fact, if you have any questions today, feel free to pop those in and we can get those answered later on today.
Yeah, absolutely. And do you want me to share a little bit about, you know, the seminar itself?
Sure. Share like a little pieces.
So basically, you know, it's short and sweet. It's only a two hour time to be together and kind of explain to you how to improve your credit, how to put yourself in a better position, and then give you a little bit of a understanding of the different loan programs that are out there.
Mm-hmm.
Some of you may come to the seminar and realize that you need to work on, you know, on that credit for longer.
Yeah.
Some of you may not even be thinking about buying a house, and that's okay.
Yeah.
We want to reach out to everyone. This is more of an information that we want to provide you to empower yourself than for you to think that, oh, if I come to the seminar, it's because I'm buying a house. Not necessarily.
Yeah. So no, I mean, you know, this is like, again, it's just to come and hang out, get the information. I was terrified to go to the seminars and stuff, to be honest, because I was scared that, like, I should know this stuff. When how am I going to know if I, you know, if I never bought a house and I never went through the procedure, I can't possibly know that. So just so that you know, everyone has a starting point, and we all feel that kind of, you know, scared.
And you just brought a wonderful point, because it doesn't matter how smart you might be or whether you are a, I don't know, I'll just say the typical, right? A lawyer or a doctor. We always think of them as highly educated.
Yeah.
You can be an expert in your profession, but that doesn't mean that you automatically understand how to maneuver yourself in the finances, you know, when it comes to your household and how to build credit. Yeah. So those of you out there that, you know that you're highly educated and maybe you have doctorates and what have you, and you think, oh, well, I shouldn't go because I should know these things. No, you shouldn't, because you haven't gone through the education. So how could you? So it's for everybody. It's for everybody. Not just those that think, oh, you know, I'm young and inexperienced and I want to learn. All of us, even though we might be highly experienced in some areas, we may lack on this.
That's good to know. Really good to know.
Yeah.
So with that said, in ending, what would be the last thing that you might want to share with the audience? Something that's probably really probably near to your heart.
So for me, the whole idea of Premium University comes directly from the heart, because I do feel that if I would have owned a home when my children were growing up, I would have provided to them some solid sense of security. Mind you, it's not only that, of course. You know, you have to have a peaceful mind and heart. And you don't have to own a house, please don't get me wrong, to have that in your household. But it really helps a family, you know, to have that stepping stone. At least in this country, when people own their home, and if they take care of their finances, there's a wealth that grows, and then somehow that passes on to the children. Not necessarily because your kids will inherit your house, but because they will inherit all that cannot be seen that comes with that security. So that's why it's right from my heart to you guys.
Amen. That's a good note to end on. So with that said, we're going to end there. And we'll see you next time, you guys. Peace out.
Thank you.
Love you guys.
Thank you.